आकाशवाणी प्रेजेंट्स मॉर्निंग न्यूज। गुड मॉर्निंग, आई एम अभिषेक मुखोपाध्याय। द हेडलाइंस। प्राइम मिनिस्टर नरेंद्र मोदी विल इनॉग्रेट ग्रामीण भारत महोत्सव इन न्यू दिल्ली टुडे, 6-day इवेंट टू सेलिब्रेट रूरल इंडियाज एंटरप्रेन्योरियल स्पिरिट एंड कल्चरल हेरिटेज। Center releases draft of digital personal data protection rules proposing parental consent for children to open social media accounts. External Affairs Minister Dr. S. Jaishankar assures continued support to Maldives under India's Neighbourhood First policy. India and Iran review bilateral ties including Chabahar port and trade relations. Dense fog engulfs various parts of North India. Train and flight operations disrupted. And in Hockey India League, Tamil Nadu Dragons beat Vedanta Kalinga Lancers in penalty shootout in Rourkela. Prime Minister Narendra Modi will inaugurate Grameen Bharat Mahotsav 2025 in New Delhi today. Mr. Modi will also address the gathering on the occasion. A correspondent reports that the Mahotsav aims to enhance rural infrastructure, create self-reliant economies and foster innovation within rural communities.
The Mahotsav will showcase India's rich cultural heritage through vibrant performances and exhibitions. The theme of the 6-day Mahotsav is Building a Resilient Rural India for a Viksit Bharat 2047. A significant focus of the Mahotsav is to empower rural women through entrepreneurship. It will bring together government officials, rural entrepreneurs, artisans and stakeholders from diverse sectors to build a roadmap for collaborative and collective rural transformation. The objective of this event includes promoting economic stability and financial security among rural populations with a special focus on Northeast India. With Dipendra Kumar, Suparna Saikya, Akashwani News, Delhi.
Rural Development Minister Shivraj Singh Chauhan has said that his ministry is determined to make the villages poverty-free this year. Mr. Chauhan said this during a review meeting on various schemes of the ministry with the Rural Development Minister of all states and union territories in New Delhi yesterday. The minister highlighted the role of villages in nation building, which will make India an ideal nation for the world. The union minister said the schemes like Pradhan Mantri Awas Yojana are a hope for the common people and a means to fulfill their dreams. The minister said that 3.45 crore houses have been constructed in rural areas under the housing scheme in the last 10 years.
ग्रामीण क्षेत्र में प्रधानमंत्री आवास योजना मैं आंकड़ों में नहीं जा रहा, 10 सालों में 3.45 करोड़ घर निर्मित किए गए हैं और घर पूर्ण किए जाने का जो समय था वो भी घटा है। पहले औसतन 314 दिन में घर बनता था, अब 114 दिन में घर बनाया जा रहा है। मैं इसके लिए आप सबको बधाई देता हूँ।
The Centre's released the draft of the Digital Personal Data Protection Rules 2025. Electronics and IT Minister Ashwani Vaishnav shared that the draft rules are open for consultation and sought people's views. The Digital Personal Data Protection Act 2023 received the assent of the President Draupadi Murmu in August 2023. The guidelines propose mandatory and verifiable parental consent for children to open social media accounts. We have more from a correspondent.
The draft rules explain how consent should be obtained from individuals, the responsibilities of data processors, and how authorities will operate under the Digital Data Protection Act 2023. According to the draft rules, the data fiduciary must take steps to ensure that they get clear consent from a parent before processing a child's personal data. Any feedback submitted will be kept confidential and trusted to enable people to share their thoughts freely. The comments on the draft rules can be submitted by 18th of February through the MyGov portal. With Dipendra Kumar, Bhanu Pratap Singh, Akashwani News, Delhi.
External Affairs Minister Dr. S. Jaishankar and Foreign Minister of Maldives Dr. Abdullah Khalil held bilateral discussions in New Delhi yesterday. Dr. Jaishankar reaffirmed the importance India attaches to its bilateral ties with the island nation and assured continued support to Maldives under India's Neighbourhood First policy and Vision Sagar.
India has always stood by Maldives. For us, you are a very concrete expression of our neighborhood first policy. We have, particularly in terms of financial support at this challenging time, we have also facilitated the export of essential commodities to Maldives. That has been very much a tradition in our relationship. So we certainly hope that our relationship has helped you to navigate through these difficult times.
They took stock of progress made on the understandings reached during the state visit of President of Maldives, Dr. Mohamed Muizu, to India in October last year. Both country sides signed a memorandum of understanding for implementation of high-impact community development projects under Phase 3 in Maldives through grant assistance by India. India and Iran reviewed the entire spectrum of bilateral relationship, including Chabahar Port, agricultural cooperation, trade and economic issues, as well as cultural and people-to-people ties. The 19th India-Iran Foreign Office consultations were held in New Delhi yesterday. Foreign Secretary Vikram Misri and Deputy Foreign Minister of Iran, Majid Takht Ravanchi, co-chaired the meeting. The External Affairs Ministry said in a statement that the discussions also covered current regional and global developments, including situation in Afghanistan, West Asia and the South Caucasus. The Foreign Secretary highlighted the significance of Chabahar Port in supporting Afghanistan's reconstruction and economic development. Akashvani News brings you glimpses of 2024 in a special series. Today we take a look at the key initiatives and achievements of the Ministry of Steel. Our correspondent has filed this report.
The government has taken several decisive steps to enhance the industry's environmental sustainability. The ministry is preparing Green Steel Mission for helping the steel industry to reduce carbon emissions and progress towards the net zero target. To boost domestic steel manufacturing, more than 27,000 crore rupees have been committed by the companies under the PLI scheme. A taxonomy for green steel was released to provide standards for defining and categorizing the low-emission steel, facilitating the green transition of the industry. The ministry has also taken measures to formulate standards for the steel consumed in the country and incorporate them in the quality control order. With Sumit Sa, Akshit Vaidyan, Akashwani News, Delhi.
This is Akashwani giving you the news. For quick news updates around the clock, follow us on X handle at AIR News Alerts. And for details of stories and more, log on to our website www.newsonair.gov.in and download News on AIR app. Severe cold wave conditions and dense fog have disrupted normal life in various parts of northern India. A dense fog blanketed the region in the early hours today, reducing visibility to zero in several areas and disrupting flight and train operations. We have a report.
Road traffic in Delhi, Uttar Pradesh and Haryana moved at a snail's pace as commuters struggled to navigate through the thick fog cover. Flight operations were affected at the Delhi airport in the early morning due to thick fog. In a social media post, Delhi International Airport Limited urged passengers to contact airlines for an update on flight information. According to Indian Railways, as many as 49 Delhi-bound trains have been delayed by up to 4 hours. The Indian Meteorological Department, IMD, has forecast that dense fog and cold day conditions is likely to continue over parts of northwest and central India during the next 2 days and improve thereafter. Very dense fog conditions are likely to prevail during night and early morning hours in Delhi, Punjab, Haryana, Chandigarh and some parts of Uttar Pradesh. With Bhanu's report, Chirag Jha, Akashwani News, Delhi.
In Jammu and Kashmir, the IMD has issued a yellow alert for intense rain and snowfall across various areas of the Kashmir region for tomorrow and Monday. Due to the forecast of snowfall, traffic movement on the Srinagar-Jammu National Highway could be disrupted with risks of snow, avalanches, landslides and shooting stones on vulnerable mountainous sections and highways. We have more from a correspondent.
Traffic department said subject to fair weather and better road condition, the vehicular traffic on both sides will be allowed on Srinagar-Jammu National Highway today. The one-way traffic from Srinagar to Kargil will be allowed today depending on the weather and road condition. The tourists, travelers and transporters have been advised to plan their travel as per the traffic advisories. Chief Minister Umar Abdullah said the administration is fully ready to tackle any kind of contingency across Kashmir region and in Pir Panjal and Chenab Valley areas in Jammu Division. Tariq Rathar, Akashwani News, Srinagar.
The air quality in Delhi NCR has deteriorated to the very poor category with an average air quality index AQI of 385 as of 7 a.m. this morning. According to the Central Pollution Control Board, the AQI in some areas of the city has crossed the severe category mark at 400. Amid the poor air quality, the Commission for Air Quality Management has invoked the Stage 3 of Graded Response Action Plan, GRAP, across the National Capital Region with immediate effect to prevent further deterioration of air quality. Madhya Pradesh Chief Minister Dr. Mohan Yadav chaired a high-level meeting in Bhopal yesterday amid ongoing protest against the disposal of Union Carbide factory waste at Pithampur in Dhar district. After the meeting, the Chief Minister assured that the state government respects public sentiments and will present all circumstances and practical difficulties before the High Court. He urged the public not to believe rumors or misleading news.
Supreme Court ke nirdesh aur High Court ke adesh ke paripalan mein Union Carbide ka kachra Pithampur Center pe pahunchane ka paripalan kiya hai. Mera se nivedan hai ki janta ke saath sarkar puri dridhta ke saath khadi hai. Janta ke kisi prakar ka koi ahit ho ye hum bilkul bardasht nahi karenge. Mananiya Nyayalay ke samaksh bhi woh vishay layenge aur mera aapse nivedan hai ki jhooti afwahon pe vishwas na karein.
The three-day-long celebration of Prakash Utsav to mark the 358th birth anniversary of the 10th and last Sikh Guru Gobind Singh began at the Takht Shri Harimandir Sahib in Patna city of Bihar this morning. The Takht Shri Harimandir Sahib is the birthplace of the founder of the Khalsa Panth, Guru Gobind Singh. Since early morning, procession has been taken out from the Takht Shri Harimandir Sahib. He said the celebrations will conclude with Kirtan Darbar and Akhand Paath in the midnight on Monday. On behalf of Prime Minister Narendra Modi, Union Minister for Minority Affairs Kiran Rijiju will offer a chadar at the shrine of Sufi saint Khwaja Moinuddin Hasan Chisti in Ajmer today. The 813th Urus of Khwaja Garib Nawaz, which began on Wednesday, marks the start of paying process homage at the Dargah, including the offering of chadars. On to sports. In Hockey India League, the Tamil Nadu Dragons defeated Vedanta Kalinga Lancers in a tense shootout in Rourkela last night. We have a report.
Tamil Nadu Dragons held Vedanta Kalinga Lancers to 2-2 stalemate in regulation time and prevailed 6-5 shootout in Hockey India League on Friday.
Tamil Nadu Dragons regulation time mein pichadne ke baad vaapsi ki aur uske baad shootout ke sudden death mein aapko jeet mili hai.
Alexander Hendrick scored goal at 24th and 43rd minute for Kalinga Lancers, while Tom Craig at 31st and Jib Jansen at 51st found the target for Tamil Nadu Dragons at Birsa Munda Stadium, Rourkela. Goalkeeper David Hart was instrumental in the shootout, denying Dilpreet Singh and securing an extra point for the Dragons. Player of the match, David Hart, expressed,
"Certainly wasn't our best first half display, but in the second half we really started to get going and the end got the draw that we deserved."
Today, match between Delhi SG Pipers versus Karachi Garbengal Tigers will be played at 6 p.m. and Hyderabad Tufans versus Team Gonasika at 8:15 p.m. You can listen to daily report on Hockey India League on Akashvani. This is Pratishtha Jain for Akashvani News.
In cricket, Australia's top order collapsed this morning after Indian seamers took early wickets in the first session of day two of the decisive fifth and final test match of the Border Gavaskar Trophy in Sydney. Hosts were 137 for six in the first innings when reports last came in. And now for a look at today's newspapers, it's over to Sarabjit Kaur.
Thank you, Abhishek. India protests China's new counties in Ladakh, leads the Hindu. India and Maldives agree on local currency use for trade, says the Pioneer. The Hindu Business Line, quoting the Health Ministry, says, India monitoring China virus situation, no cause for alarm now. The Tribune quotes Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky as saying, Trump's unpredictability can help end war. The Statesman, citing an SBI report, says, dramatic decline in India's rural poverty from 25.7% to 4.86% in the last 12 years. Breach alert, parental nod in digital privacy rulebook, reports Hindustan Times. And finally, the Times of India, citing the US State Department, says Indian diamond, priciest gift given to Jill Biden in 2023. And with that, it's back to you, Abhishek.
Thank you, Sarabjit. And now, before we end the bulletin, the headlines once again. Prime Minister Narendra Modi will inaugurate Gramin Bharat Mahotsav in New Delhi today, a six-day event to celebrate rural India's entrepreneurial spirit and cultural heritage. Centre releases draft of digital personal data protection rules proposing parental consent for children to open social media accounts. External Affairs Minister Dr. S. Jayashankar assures continued support to Maldives under India's Neighbourhood First policy. Indian-Iran review bilateral ties including Chabahar port and trade relations. Dense fog engulfs various parts of North India. Train and flight operations disrupted. And in Hockey India League, Tamil Nadu Dragons beat Vedanta Kalinga Lancers in penalty shootout in Rourkela. And with that, we end the morning news. Have a nice day.